Paul McGraw's in the second game of this doubleheader about to get underway. First game won by the Mets 8-7. Just about everything that can happen in a ball game in that one. Winning pitcher was Galen Sisco, and the losing pitcher was Bob Humphreys. In this second game, the St. Louis Cardinals, who now trail in the series 2-1, will start a left-hander, Ray Sadecki. Sadecki will be going for the Cardinals, pitching to Tim McCarver. He is 23 years of age. He has won one game so far against the Mets this year, a lifetime against the Mets, 1-1, and he has a lifetime major league career of 31 wins and 31 losses. For the New York Mets, it'll be Jay Hook. Jay, with a record of 3 wins and 5 losses, he is 4-5 against the Cardinals in his life. And Jay Hook, of course, the right-hander. This is the final game of this four-game series. Tomorrow, the Mets will close out their homestand with a series against St. Louis. I should say Cincinnati. The Reds will be in to play Monday night and also Tuesday afternoon. After those two games, the Mets will go on the road. Starting lineup for the second game for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kurt Flood will lead off, and he'll be playing in center field. Batting second at first base, Bill White. Third batter, Dick Groat at shortstop. In the cleanup spot, Ken Boyer playing third base. Batting fifth in right field, George Altman. The sixth batter will be the left fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh and playing second base, Julian Javier. Batting eighth and catching, Tim McCarver. And the pitcher, Ray Sadecki, will bat ninth. For the Mets, Rod Kinnear will lead off, and he'll be playing in center field. Batting second at third base, Charlie Neal. Batting third, playing second base, Ron Hunt. The cleanup batter will be Frank Thomas, playing left field. Batting fifth and playing right field, Jim Heckman. At first base, the sixth man in the batting order, Tim Harkness. Batting seventh and playing shortstop, Al Moran. Batting eighth and catching, Norm Sherry. And on the mound, Jay Hook, batting ninth. The umpires for the second game, Ed Vargo behind home plate. At first base, Doug Harvey. Lee Wire will be umpiring at second base and calling the plays at third, Al Barley. The Mets, by winning the first game, have now won 22 games. And their record in the Polo Grounds is 17 wins and 14 losses. They stand against the Cardinals 4-3 now out of the 7 games played. The Cardinals have won 4. And the Cardinals, by losing, have a record of 32 wins and 25 losses. Right now, manager K.T. Stengel going over the grounds rules with the umpires. Johnny Keene coming up now with his lineup card. Say, what is the one thing most people associate with baseball? Well, I'll bet that if you ask, the answer you'd hear most often is a nice cold glass of beer. And if those people happen to be New Yorkers, well, then that beer has just got to be Rheingold, New York's favorite. And what accounts for this popularity? 2 words tell you, extra dry. You see, a dry beer is crisp to the taste, more naturally refreshing. And Rheingold is the extra dry beer. Extra dry to be extra refreshing. And after all, isn't that what you want in your beer? I'm sure it is. So why wait? Order up or pour yourself a glass of refreshing Rheingold and enjoy it, like right now. You'll join the millions of people everywhere who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. It's beer as beer should taste. Well, we still have a fine crowd on hand for this second game. The field still decked in sunlight with the shadows starting to creep across in front of home plate. As we've discussed before, and if you've been out to Polo Grounds, you would know that the second game of a doubleheader, very difficult for the batters. Shadows from the pitcher's mound to home plate and then bright sunlight in the outfield and sunlight reflecting off of the facade that fronts the locker room in center field. Wind is blowing slightly in from right field, and now manager Casey Stengel coming back to the dugout. Johnny Keene going to his dugout. And the New York Mets will take on the St. Louis Cardinals in the final game of this 4-game series. After the 2-game series with Cincinnati coming up on Monday night and Tuesday afternoon, The Mets will go to Milwaukee for two games, Cincinnati for four games, St. Louis for three, returning home on June the 20th to play the New York Yankees in the benefit sandlot game for the Mayor's Trophy of New York. That game scheduled at 8 o'clock on June the 20th. After the 20th, Philadelphia for a night game on the 21st, a day game on the 22nd, and a doubleheader on the 23rd. Now the Mets take the field. And while we wait for Jay Hook to go out to the mound to take his warm-up pitches, we'll use the opportunity to pause for station identification. To go in this second game. Jay Hook taking his warm-up pitches. He'll be working to Curt Flood, Bill White, and Dick Gross. Jay, a right-hander with a record of 3 wins and 5 losses. He is 26 years of age, 6'2", 185 pounds, born in Waukegan, Illinois. He lives now in Grays Lake, Illinois, and he attends in the wintertime the University of Northwestern. He was originally signed by Cincinnati, acquired by the Mets as a draft choice. His first year in pro ball was 1957. He pitched in three games for Cincinnati that year, and he was 0-1. Last year, he won 8 while losing 19 for the Mets in 37 games. He won the first season game in Met history. That was against the Pittsburgh Pirates. So Jay here will try to make it a sweep of the doubleheader. The Mets won their last doubleheader against the Pittsburgh Pirates last Sunday. Now it's Curt Flood stepping in the batter's box. The game about to get underway. Home plate umpire Ed Vargo giving the sign to play ball, and here we go. Curt Flood with a 267 average, a right-hand batter, and the first pitch is high for ball one. Flood in the first three games of the series has led off with a base hit each time. He was 1-for-4 in the first game of the doubleheader, won by the Mets 8-7. Now Jay back to work, and the next pitch is low for ball two. This time Hook taking something off the fastball. But with two home runs, he has 21 runs batted in. He drove in one run in the first game. Two balls, no strikes. Jay back to the plate. And it's high for ball three. So the first three pitches of the ball game, high and away from the strike zone. Three balls, no strikes. And Hook pitches outside for ball four. Four in a row to walk the first man in the game, and Norm Scheury now walks it back to the mound. He's talking with Jay Hook, and that'll bring up Bill White, a 320 batter. Bill with 8 home runs, 39 runs batted in, batting from the left-hand side. Well, Flood now has reached first base every time in his first appearance in each game of this series. Three times on hits, one time on a walk. And Jay now working with a runner on, taking the stretch. Here's the pitch. A swing and a pitch outside the strike zone, strike one. White going for a high fastball. Bill had two doubles in the first game. 3-for-5. The two doubles going to left field, right down the left field line. Jay again sets, flooded first, a fast runner, and the pitch back to White hit off the handle, caught by the first baseman, Tim Harkness. He steps on the bag. A double play, number 57 for the Mets this year. Harkness holding the runner on had but to catch the ball and move his foot about a foot. So a double play for two out, and the batter now, Dick Gross. Dick batting 340. He had two hits and five trips in the first game. Dick with four home runs, 31 runs batted in. And he takes inside a fastball for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Two men out, top of the first, no score. Jay Hook in the windup and the pitch back to Gross. It's outside, a slider. Two balls and no strikes. Winning pitcher in the first game was Galen Sisco in relief. Now 2-0. It's low. Ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Sisco was the fourth pitcher used by manager Casey Stengel. Carl Woolley started the game. Bernard Throw followed him. Then Sisco. Now 3-0. And it's a called strike. Cardinals used five pitchers. Kurt Simmons started. Ed Bauta was next, then Bob Humphreys, then Diomedes Olivo, and then Bobby Shands. Humphreys, the losing pitcher, losing his first game in the major league. Now Jay Hook at 3-1, and there's a foul ball out of play. So Hook has worked the count full now to three balls and two strikes. The on-deck batter is Ken Boyer. Batting second in the National League batting race with a .340 average. Wes Covington leading the National League at the start of today's action. Now 3-2. It's popped up on the first base side. Tim Harkness working back from the grass, now stopping. And he makes a catch to retire the side. So Jay Hook working 1-2-3 in the first, and the score at the end of one half inning of play. Cardinals nothing. The Mets now coming to bat. Well, let's stay right on the subject of baseball and see if you have the answer to this Rheingold riddle. Let's suppose the batter hits a long fly ball down the right field foul line. The right fielder comes over to the line in an attempt to make the catch. With his feet in fair territory, he extends his hands over the foul line and drops the ball. Got it? Feet in fair territory. Ball drops in foul territory. Give up? Well, I'm sure you know that the correct ruling is foul ball. The position of the ball in relation to the foul line is the determining factor. So foul ball is the correct ruling in this case. Now here's a ruling, a rule of thumb that's correct in any case. If you want beer as beer should taste, the one to order is Rheingold Extra Dry. And those two words, extra dry, tell you why. Yes, sir, they tell you that Rheingold has a taste all its own. Brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Enjoy some. Half inning in now, and the Mets come to bat. Leading off will be Rod Gineal. Rod playing in center field in this game. He played at third base in the first game and had a fine day. Rod had two hits and five trips, a single and a double. He's now batting at .255. No home run, four runs batted in. Ken Boyer now coming over to pick up something in the fair part of the third base territory, a piece of paper. He's at third base, Dick Grote at short, Javier at second, and Bill White at first. And the first pitch is low by Ray Sadecki for ball one. Sadecki, 23 years of age. Born in Kansas City, Kansas. He now lives in St. Petersburg, Florida. 5'11", he weighs 180 pounds, a left-hand pitcher. And the pitch back to Keneal, hit in the hole, going through in the left field, a base hit. Keneal rounds and holds there as Charlie James hustles the ball in. Rod Keneal having trouble with an ankle as he rounded first base. So the first hit for the New York Mets here in the bottom half of the first inning. No score, the batter's Charlie Neal. Dick Grote got his glove on the ball, just barely slowed it down, the ball rolling out the shallow left. If he'd have made the play and had caught the ball, he could have never thrown Keneal out at first base. Charlie Neal, a right-hand batter, batting .228. He didn't play in the first game, and he takes outside, ball one. The pitch outside actually is though a pitch out. One ball, no strikes. On-deck batter is Ron Hunt. Now Sadecki a look at first, and he goes there. Rod Keneal back way ahead of the throw. Again, Sadecki set. And Keneal goes. The pitch is taken inside. The throw to second base. The slide. The tag. He's out. Covering on the play, Dick Groh. The pitch was inside, driving Charlie Neal away. And the catcher, Tim McCarver, making the throw down to Groh, covering at second base to pick up Rod Keneal. So the base hits erased. And the count on Neal is two balls and no strikes. And Sadecki now back to Neal. A line drive to right field. Moving over to cut the ball off is George Altman. He fumbles the ball but picks it up, throws it on in, and Neal holds at first base. So two hits in a row for the Mets. One of them erased by the attempt at steal. The batter now is Ron Hunt. Ron batting 261. He had one hit and three times up. It drove in a run in the first game. Won by the Mets 8-7. One out, bottom half of the first inning, no score. Hunt, a right-hand batter. Neal edging off at first, and the first pitch to Hunt is low, fastball, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Hunt looking for the sign from Cookie Lavaggetto, coaching at third. At first base is Solly Hemus. Now Sadecki at 1-0. And the ball is hit deep to center field. Way back there, squad by the warning track. He's now there waiting, and he makes the catch. Tagged up at first is Charlie Neal. He's going to second base. The play there, and he is safe. Long throw by Flood, taken by Dick Groh, but Neal beat the throw. That gives you an idea how deep that ball was hit in center field, at least 440 feet away. And now with two out, the batter is Frank Thomas. Frank batting 216, 3 for 10. He was 1 for 3 in the first game. Three home runs, 10 runs batted in. Now time called. Dick Groh moving in to smooth out short. He's going back. Here's the first pitch to Frank. Get off the hands down to third. Ken Boyer comes up with it. He goes across to first to Bill White to retire the side. In the inning for the Mets, no runs on two hits. No errors. One man left on, and the score at the end of one. The Cardinals nothing, the Mets nothing. Well, after the game tonight to close out this series, the Mets will close out their homestand with two games against the Cincinnati Reds on Monday and Tuesday. Monday night, it'll be Joey Jay pitching for the Reds and going for the Mets, Tracy Stollard. And the Cincinnati Ball Club sneaking up in the National League race. They're in fifth place. They started today's action only three games behind. They did lose the first game against the Philadelphia Phillies by a score of 8-7, so that drops them a little bit further behind. Reds will bring in Frank Robinson, Veda Pinson, Gordy Coleman, Joy Jay, Jim O'Toole. Jim winning his 10th game last night to become the first 10th game winner in the National League, also in the Major League. And along with O'Toole, Bob Berkey, Jim Maloney, Bob Skinner. So the Cincinnati Reds, Monday night and Tuesday afternoon. In the second game with Philadelphia, Cincinnati leads that one 2-0 after 3.5. Satura scoring for the Reds against Boozer. Pittsburgh shut out Milwaukee 4-0 in the first game of two. In the second game, Milwaukee has a shutout going for Warren Spahn 3-0 after six. Don Cardwell pitching for Pittsburgh. The Dodgers won over Chicago 11-8. The winning pitcher is Sherry in relief. And San Francisco is scheduled against Houston in a night game. In the American League, the Yankees defeated Detroit 6-2. Whitey Ford the winner. Cleveland knocked off Washington 7-3. Boston now playing at Baltimore in the 13th inning. The score tied at 2-2. Raddatz and Miller the pitchers. Chicago nothing. Kansas City nothing after 5. Peters and Racco. And Minnesota 2. Los Angeles nothing after 3.5. Daly and McBride. Now here in the top of the second, the first pitch to Ken Boyer by Jay Hook inside for ball one. Boyer, right-hand batter. He'll be followed by George Altman and then Charlie James. Jay works the first inning, 1-2-3. Pitch back to Boyer, popped up in foul territory. Ball going out of play. One ball, one strike. Boyer 2-for-5 in the first game to raise his average to .333. Now, Jay at 1-1. A curve hangs inside. Two balls, one strike. Boyer with six home runs. He got his sixth in the series. He has 41 runs batted in. And he takes inside again. Three balls and one strike. Hook walked Curt Flood in the first inning on four pitches. That was his first man. Then he got a double play from Bill White to erase Flood. And he got Dick Grote out on the foul ball. Back to Boyer, and the count moves to 3-2 as Boyer fouls off a pitch. Three balls and two strikes, no one out. Top of the second, no score. Now Jay Hook into the windup, and the pitch to Boyer. Hit the center field, high in the air. Keneal moves back, now moves in. And he makes the catch for out number one. George Altman now the batter. George batting 275, a left-hand batter. He had one hit and five trips up, but that came in the ninth inning to keep the Cardinals' hopes alive. When they scored two runs, to pull within 8-7. Then Galen Siskel with the time run at third base. Charlie James there, and the go-ahead run at first, George Altman there. Got Julian Javier and a ground ball to short. And the Mets won the first game 8-7. First pitch to Altman, a curve in the dirt. Ball one. Altman with three home runs, 20 runs batted in. And he takes low, two balls and no strikes. Here's the final score. After 14 innings, Boston defeated Baltimore 3-2. The winning pitcher was Raddatz in relief. He came in the game in the ninth inning. The losing pitcher was Miller, who came in the game in the 13th. No home runs in that game. Now 2-0. Altman takes a change of pace for strike one. Now Jay with a 2-1 delivery. A swing, a foul tip held onto by Norm Sherry. The count even at 2-2. The on-deck batter, Charlie James. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Altman. Let up, hit hard on the ground to second. Hunt picks it up, throws to first base for the second out. Ron Hunt got to that ball and slipped one down to one knee. Then he came up to make the play to Tim Harkness. For the Mets, they have Tim Harkness at first base, Ron Hunt at second. Al Moran at short and Charlie Neal at third. Harkness, Moran, and Neal did not start the first game. Harkness got in the first game in place of Cliff Cook, who was a starting first baseman. Now the batter, Charlie James. And he fouls the first pitch back into the second deck, strike one. In the outfield for the Mets, Frank Thomas in left. He played the first game. Rod Keneal in center. He played third in the first game. Jimmy Pearsall not playing this game. And Jim Heckman, who played in the first game, is in right. Pitch back to James Lowell. One ball, one strike. The catcher, Norm Sherry, who caught the first game, so Norm is going a doubleheader. Jay back with a let-up. It's bounced slowly to third. A good play by Charlie Neal. He goes across for out number three. Charlie Neal coming in on the slow hopper, picking the ball up on the short hop to make the play. So Jay has pitched to six, retired them all through two innings, and the score at the end, a 1.5 innings of play. The Cardinals nothing. The Mets coming up now, nothing. You know, you've heard us say it's beer as beer should taste. Well, think of that for a minute. Isn't that what you want in a beer? Don't you want a beer that's refreshingly dry to the taste, with a flavor that's brisk and bright and clean clear through? Well, that is Rheingold. Rheingold is brewed to be just that. Brewed of the choicest ingredients, brewed the long, slow, costlier way. Rheingold is everything you look for in beer. And dry tells you why. Yes, extra dry means Rheingold's a better beer. It's a wonderful beer. And extra dry means Rheingold beer is more refreshing. And the more refreshing a beer is, the more you're going to enjoy it. So enjoy fine, cold Rheingold beer. Join the millions who have made Rheingold New York's largest selling beer. Mets coming to bat for the second time. It'll be Jim Hickman leading off for New York. He'll be followed by Jim Harkness and Al Moran. On the mound for the Cardinals, Ray Sudeikis. He has given up two hits and no runs. Rod Kinnear led off with a base hit in the first, but he was thrown out stealing. Then Charlie Neal singled to right for the second hit. Ron Hunt flied to deep center in the first. Neal advancing to second base after the catch, and then Frank Thomas grounded out. Carl Sudeikis working to the fifth batter in the batting order, Jim Hickman. Jim batting 229. Sudeikis, a left-hander, and the first pitch to Jim. Fouled back for strike one. Hickman 0 for 2 in the first game. Now Sudeikis reading the signs from Tim McCarver. Into the swing and the one strike delivery. It's wild high for ball one. The ball going right over the top of the glove of Tim McCarver and ending up back on the screen. One ball, one strike. Dodgers now lead the National League by at least 1.5 games over the San Francisco Giants. Giants playing tonight. Here's the pitch back to Hickman. Two balls, one strike. Pitch outside. Giants have lost six in a row. They lost last night to Houston, 2-1. Let up, Hickman takes it, a called strike. So Sudeikis has it at 2-2. The on-deck batter is Tim Harkness. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch back to Hickman. It's low for ball three. So Jim leads off here with a 3-2 count. No score. We're in the second inning. Hickman with 6 home runs, 26 runs batted in, and he walks. The pitch high for ball four. So now two singles in the first inning and a walk here in the second. And the Mets have Tim Harkness coming up. Tim batting 216, four home runs, 16 runs batted in. Ball way high. Good play by McCarver. One ball, no strike. Now McCarver talking out to Ray Sudeikis. So to first base, it's high, but pulled down by Bill White. Hickman back way ahead of the throw. One ball, no strikes, no one out, top of the second. Make it bottom of the second. Again the first base, again the throw too high to make a tag. And the pitch to the plate. High for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. The on-deck batter is Al Moran. Hickman at first base. Tim Harkness is the batter. And Al Moran in the on-deck circle. Now Sudeikis to the plate again. It's a strike call. A fastball in letter high. Two balls, one strike. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Popped up down toward third base. Coming over Dick Groat, back of the third baseman. And Dick makes the catch. Back to first base, Jim Hickman. One man out and Al Moran coming up. Al batting 184. Right hand batting shortstop. Sudeikis taking time reading the signs, now shaking off the sign from Tim McCarver. He gets one, sets, looks at first, and comes to Moran, and the pitch is a strike call. The Mets, prior to this doubleheader, have drawn 432,691 people, and here today, a fine crowd, somewhere around 30,000, so they have a chance to go to 500 with the two games coming up on Monday night and Tuesday afternoon. Moran checking on the swing. It's low, one ball, one strike. Sudeikis with a curveball below the knees. Mets have averaged right around 18,000 per game, and here, of course, the doubleheader drawing somewhere around 30. Now Sudeikis at 1-1, and he's inside, ball two. Two balls and one strike. First game won by the Mets 8-7, a real thriller. Right here, we got a shutout going on both sides. The Mets with a runner at first base. And Moran takes again, ball three. Three balls and one strike. One man out, bottom half of the second. The on-deck batter is Norm Cherry. Throw to first base. Hickman has to hustle back before the tag. He makes it safely. 3-1, and the pitch to the plate is hit to right field down the line. A charge by Altman. He has a long run. He's over there, and he makes the catch. Hickman eases back to first base, and now two men out. And it brings up Norm Cherry. Today, with the temperature here at game time at 85, right now, it's somewhere near there, so it might be a good time to open up or order up a cold glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. It's beer as beer should taste. Norm Cherry batting 093. Two home runs, six runs batted in. 0 for 4 in the first game, but he caught a fine game for the Mets. And the first pitch to the right-hand batting catcher is low, ball one. After Cherry, the pitcher Jay Hook, he's in the on-deck circle. Hickman at first base, and the pitch to Cherry is a strike. Breaking ball over, one ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. Sudeikis, a slow worker on the mound. And he left up, and there's a ball hit down to short. Dick Groh takes it on one hop, throws to Javier covering at second base for the fourth player to retire the side. In the inning for the Mets, no runs, no hits, no cardinal errors, a walk and a man left on. And the score through two innings of play. The Cardinals nothing, the Mets nothing. Say, Joe McCarthy, the only manager to ever win pennants in both major leagues, has accepted an invitation to be present at the Mets Old Timers Day here at the Polo Grounds on Saturday afternoon, June 22nd. No, Joe never played in the majors himself, but he won a pennant with the Chicago Cubs in the National League in 1929. Then later on, he won 8 for the Yankees. 7 World Championships. McCarthy will find many familiar faces among the major leaguers born and raised in this area who will be assembled for Old Timers Day. Johnny Murphy, for one, who now heads the administrative staff for President George White of the Mets. He was McCarthy's ace relief pitcher on 7 Yankee pennant winners. Another McCarthy alumnus who will greet his old boss here at Old Timers Day on the 22nd will be Marius Russo, the southpaw from Long Island University. Remember that game he won for the Yankees in the 1943 World Series against the Cardinals? All in all, it sure shaped up to be a great day, bringing back to the Polo Grounds such stars as Frankie Frisch, Hank Greenberg, Buddy Hassett, for example. He might even sing for it. Ralph Branca, Monty Irvin, Bobby Thompson, and don't forget, Joe Medrick's also going to be here, along with many others. That's June 22nd, Old-Timers Day, just prior to the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Mets. Two-inning games. They can't go much more than two innings, but it's really a great time, and the players all getting together for one more real great, fine enjoyment. Well, in case you were wondering what the background noise was, Jimmy Pearsall warmed up Jay Hook. And before he left the home plate area, he covered home plate with all the dirt that he could find. And now, Ed Vargo getting a laugh as he dusted off. And Vargo laughing to himself as he looks over at Jimmy Pearsall. Never a dull moment at the Polo Grounds. One of us not baseball at its best, it's comedy. Coming from the likes of Jimmy Pearsall. First pitch of the third inning to Javier by Jay Hook. Foul back in the screen, strike one. Leading off for the Cardinals, Javier. He'll be followed by McCarver and then Ray Sudeikis. Javier batting 256, 4 for 14, and 4 home runs, 14 runs batted in. Cardinals so far shut out. And there's the pitch hit foul down the left field line, strike two. The ball going in the upper deck about 40 feet foul. Jay has retired six in a row, working now to Javier, who's the seventh man in the batting order. He had one for four in the first game. Now Jay at two strikes, and the pitch is low outside. One ball, two strikes. Jay going right for the outside corner, just missing. Lights are turned on here now at the Polo Grounds. No brightness in center field. The sun has disappeared. A curveball popped up. Charlie Neal coming down the line calling in foul territory, and he makes the catch. And while we wait for the next man to come up, we'll pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, your New York Mets station. The time is 3 minutes after six. The present Albany Airport temperature, 85 degrees.
No score, one out in the top of the third. As we started to say earlier, the sun has completely disappeared. Overcast sky now, which will help the batters. The batter is Tim McCarver, left-hand batter, and the first pitch is a curveball breaking down and over the plate, strike one. McCarver batting 293. Tracy Stollard pitched last Sunday's second game, and he was tough against the back right background. Pitch outside, one ball, one strike by Jay. Tracy is scheduled to pitch against the Cincinnati Reds tomorrow night. Reds will send Joey Jay to the mound. There's a let-up popped up. Johnny Neal also trying for this one. He backs up and makes the catch in fair territory this time. And with two out, Ray Sudeikis will come to bat. Jay Hook now with eight in a row. Sudeikis, a left-hand batter, batting 227. He has five hits and 23 trips. And he fouls the first pitch back of home plate. Norm Cherry coming back by the screen, but it goes out of play. Running right with Cherry, Ed Vargo, to make sure that the ball, if caught, caught without the help of the screen. Ed Vargo, the home plate umpire, at first base, Doug Harvey. At second base, Lee Wire, and at third base, Al Bonick. Al, of course, called the first game. First game won by the Mets 8-7, a real thriller. Cardinals took the lead 2-0. Mets tied it up at 2-2. Then the Cardinals fell behind by 3 when the Mets made it 5-2. And then the Cardinals tied it up at 5-5. Here's the first pitch to Sudeikis. Second pitch, I should say, strike two. And with the score 5-5, the Mets made it 8-5, and the Cardinals scored two in the ninth to make it 8-7, and that's the way it ended. Two-strike pitch. Curveball. He struck him out. So Jay Hook has pitched a nine-man without allowing a base hit and working the first three innings. And the score, the Cardinals nothing. The New York Mets coming to bat in the third, nothing. Bottom half of the third, Jay Hook coming to bat for the first time for the Mets. It'll be Jay Hook and then the leadoff man, Roger Neal and Charlie Neal against Ray Sadecki. Sadecki has given up two hits. He has walked one. He has not allowed a run. And the first pitch to Jay, a left-hand batter, a fastball at strike one. Jay batting 211. He has four hits. He's been about 19 times. And the left-hander comes back to Jay low. One ball, one strike. This is Sadecki's 13th appearance. His 10th start, he has a record of two wins and four losses this year. There's a foul ball by Jay, lined into the lower stands. One ball, two strikes. Sadecki's first win was against the Mets this year. He won that 6-3 on May 25th in St. Louis. And he followed that win with a win over Houston 9-5 in Houston. Sidearm pitch to Jay Hook to call strike three. Well, Sadecki picking up a strikeout against Jay. His first in the game. He has one out here in the third, and Rod Keneal will come to bat. Rod singled the left field for the first hit of the game, and he was thrown out at second base when he attempted to steal second. Sadecki also has a fine game pitched against the Philadelphia Phillies after his two wins, but he was not involved in the decision. So he's come on strongly for the Cardinals. There's a swing by Keneal. A foul back in the screen, strike one. Last year, he had just a little bit of trouble with manager Johnny Keene, and he got fined $500. Pitch to Keneal outside, one ball, one strike. Of course, I guess you'd have to say that was more than just a little bit of trouble. It also sent him to the International League. There he pitched great ball. Led up to Keneal. He pops it up to third. Boyer coming down the line now waiting, and he makes the catch in fair territory. Two men out, and Johnny Neal will come to bat. Charlie singled to right field his first time up. One for one, batting at 232. And the first pitch to Neal by Sadecki, inside, ball one. Charlie, a right-hand batter with one home run, 14 runs batted in. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Neal, a foul ball, strike one. No score, two men out, bottom half of the third. One ball, one strike. Sadecki back to Neal. A let up line to the shortstop, Dick Gross. And that retires the side. 1-2-3 for Sadecki for the first time in the game. And the score at the end of three, the Cardinals nothing, the Mets nothing. Say, undoubtedly, you've heard the new official song of the New York Mets entitled Meet the Mets. If you've been listening to our broadcast and telecast, you must have heard it because it's played before each game as well as before all Mets home games here at the park. This catchy tune is available for you in a 45 RPM recording with a vocal on one side and an instrumental version on the reverse side. To obtain your copy of the record Meet the Mets, send $1 to Mets Official Song, Polo Grounds, New York 39, New York.
The game continues at the beginning of side two after a short delay.
Well, Jay Hook going to the mound slowly, so we'll have some time. Let's check the scores. Philadelphia defeated Cincinnati in the first game of a doubleheader in 10 innings, 8-7. In the second game, Cincinnati leads 3-1 after 5.5. Satoris and Balsham now the opposing pitchers. Pittsburgh knocked off Milwaukee in the first game 4-0, a shutout for Bob Friend. In the second game, Milwaukee leads by a score of 5-3 after 8. Shaw relieving Spahn working on the win. Sisk now in for Pittsburgh. And the Dodgers beat Chicago 11-8. The winning pitcher was Sherry. Also, San Francisco is scheduled at Houston, that game, a night game. In the American League, New York 6, Detroit 2, Cleveland 7, Washington 3. In 14 innings, Boston 3, Baltimore 2. At the end of 7, Chicago 3, Kansas City 2. And Minnesota trails Los Angeles 3-2 after 6. Daly and McBride. In that Kansas City-Chicago game, it's Wilhelm in relief now against Rockall. Now as we move to the fourth inning, here to bring you the play-by-play is Bob Murphy.
Okay, Ralph, Kurt Flood leads off against Jay Hook in the top of the fourth inning, and no score in the nightcap of the doubleheader. And he hits the first pitch and pops it high in the air to shallow right center. Moving in under it is right fielder Jim Hickman, and he has it for the out. One away and nobody on. Now coming on to hit will be the first baseman, Bill White. Bill 0 for 1. He lined into a double play with a line drive to Tim Harkness in the first inning. Now Jay Hook out of his windup. The pitch a little bit inside of the letters. One ball and no strikes. For those of you joining us late, the New York Mets won the opener of today's doubleheader 8-7. Pitch thrown to White. A line drive hit right down the right field line towards the seats, and it is gone for a home run. Bill White with a line drive right down the right field line and into the lower stand. His ninth home run of the year. He now leads the Cardinals in home runs and his 40th run batted in. Bill White hit a real polo grounds home run that time. A line drive down the right field line, just high enough to go into the lower stand, 250 feet out. Outside and high, ball one to Dick Groat. That was the first hit given up by Jay Hook, and the Cardinals lead 1-0. One away, nobody on. Pitch on the way to Groat. A drive hit hard toward left field. Running toward the wall goes Thomas. He makes the catch on the run. That was a real sparkler by Frank Thomas. Groat hit a line drive that was on its way to the left field wall. Thomas, running at full speed at the last moment, reached way out and made a backhand, glove-handed grab. Beautiful play by Frank Thomas to take an extra base hit away from Dick Groat. Two men down now, nobody on, and the batter is Ken Boyer. A high fly ball down the right field line. It's going to be hard to get to. Hickman running hard, so is Ron Hunt, and it's Hunt who makes the catch. Oh, what a play by Ron Hunt. That was a beauty. Going down the right field line, he was all the way to the edge of the warning track in right field when he caught the ball groping desperately. He caught it over his shoulder on the run. And here's the hand for Hunt coming in. Two beautiful plays back to back, one by Thomas, the other by Ron Hunt, and the Cardinals are out. One run, one hit, a home run by Bill White. No errors and none left on. At the end of 3.5 innings, the score, the Cardinals won, and the New York Mets nothing. Last half of the fourth inning, and Ron Hunt, who made a fine play to retire Kenny Boyer, leads it off now against Ray Sobecki. The left-hander's curve is in the dirt. One ball and no strike. You couldn't ask to see any better defensive plays back-to-back than the two turned by Frank Thomas on a line drive. He got going right into the wall. And then the running play out into right field by Ron Hunt. Now Sobecki winds and pitches. A looping fly ball hit toward the right field line, coming over George Altman, and he makes the catch in front of the wall. Ron Hunt is 0 for 2, his first time up. He put Kurt Flood back on the warning track and straight away center field to take his long fly ball. Now Frank Thomas getting a hand for the catch that he made. Frank is 0 for 1. He grounded out third to first against Sobecki in the first inning. Fastball outside. One ball and no strikes. Frank had one hit in three trips and also drew a walk in the opener. It's over at the knees for a called strike. One ball, one strike. Ray Sadecki in his 13th outing of the year. Sadecki has 1-2 and lost four. One-one delivery. Inside and low, it's ball two. One out, nobody on. New York hitting in the last half of the fourth inning. A swing and a miss by Frank Thomas to count evens at 2-2. Tomorrow night, Freddie Hutchinson will pitch Joey Jay, and Casey will have Tracy Stallard going. The Reds are in for a two-game series tomorrow night and Wednesday afternoon. Tomorrow night and Tuesday afternoon, beg your pardon. Ground ball hit toward the hole, a base hit going to left field. Base hit number three for New York off Ray Sadecki. It'll bring up Jim Hickman. Jim walked twice in the opening game. Otherwise, he grounded out and flied to left. Now, Kenny Boyer, just about even with the bag at third, now retreats a couple of steps. In comes the pitch to Hickman, gets the inside corner, a call strike. He had good stuff on that one. Sadecki delivers a ground ball hit down to Boyer. He's up with it. He pegs to Javier. One, he drops the ball. And he rules that he had maintained possession. The roof arm is going now. Sally Hemus is charging Lee Wire. He is red hot about this one. Sally is really hot. Javier came across the bag, dropped the ball. Wire contended that he had taken the ball out of his glove and was starting to throw to first when he dropped it. And so the play stood up as out on a force play at second. The Mets completely disagree with Lee Wire. Casey Stengel is out there. The argument going around Big Lee Wire, who is 6'6", 250 pounds. Wire threw Ron Hunt out of the game yesterday for arguing on a call third strike. And Solly is really hot. Frank Thomas trying to step in to push Solly away from him. Casey Stengel right in the big middle of the argument. Kenny Boyer came up with the grounder and threw to Javier as they tried to start the double play, and they certainly had it in the makings. But Javier dropped the ball. However, Lee Wire said he had made the play at second and was in the act of throwing to first base, and so Thomas was called out. And Solly is out there still really arguing with Big Lee Wire with Casey right alongside. Well, this fellow turns his back to you and starts to walk away. You're really following a big man. And Solly has been thrown out of the game by Lee Wire. Now, Hemus getting a hand as Solly heads toward the clubhouse in center field. Solly may have been wrong. He was never in doubt for even a moment. The minute the play was called, Solly took off on the dead run to get to Lee Wire and start the argument at second base. Coach Ernie White is coming in from the bullpen, and Ernie will have to take over on the coaching lines at first base. And the crowd here in the polo grounds of over 27,000 now all standing and giving their support to Solly Hemus in his argument against the umpire, Lee Wire. All the handkerchiefs are out. And they are waving them at umpire Lee Wire. The play. Hickman reaching safely. Now Tim Harkness will be coming up. This is quite a sight to see in the polo grounds right now with over 27,000. Everybody standing and just about everybody waving a white handkerchief. Now the pitch to Harkness. Inside and high. Off the shoulder. One ball and no strike. Last night, fans seated in the upper deck in left field had painted a sign that simply said, "Boo." And any time he disagreed with the umpire, he just held it up. On the other side of it, he had "Yay," Y-E-A. He pretty well conveyed the emotions of baseball. And the breaking ball is a strike on the outside corner. And this crowd now is really letting the umpires have it. The umpiring profession has never been one that lent itself to cheers from a baseball crowd. Count 1-1 on Tim Harkness. Down comes the pitch to him, a check swing and a foul ball back into the upper deck. St. Louis in front, 1-0. New York batting last half of the fourth inning. The Mets won the opener by a score of 8-7. Well, Sally Hemus is long since in the Mets clubhouse in center field. But the crowd of 27,000 in the Polo Grounds still defending Sally in his argument against Lee Wire. The pitch on the way, inside and high, 2-2 on Tim Harkness. Count on Tim Harkness. Jim Hickman on first, two men down. Pitch is inside at the letters, ball three. Now we have a full count on Harkness, 3-2. Well, you have to see this and hear it to fully appreciate it. I'd say at least half of the 27,000 are waving white handkerchiefs. There goes Hickman, a swing and a miss. He struck him out. One hit, no errors, one left on. At the end of four innings, the score, the Cardinals won, and the Mets nothing. Well, Smoker's Cool Menthol Magic brightens taste. You'll feel extra coolness in your throat. In other games today, Philadelphia staged a tremendous comeback to win the opener of a doubleheader. The Phillies were trailing Cincinnati 7-2 as they came in to hit in the ninth inning. They scored five in the ninth and then won the game in the tenth inning 8-7. Johnny Callison hit two home runs. Don Demeter and Jim Leaven each hit one. In the second game, Cincinnati leading Philadelphia 3-1 at the end of 6.5 behind John Satura. Jack Balchin has relieved Johnny Boozer. Beta Penson played Dalrymple and Pete Rose of Homer. Bob Friend hurled a five-hit shutout to win his eighth as Pittsburgh beat Milwaukee 4-0. In the second game, just completed, the Braves gain a split by winning the nightcap 5-3. The Dodgers won a slugfest from the Chicago Cubs 11-8. And the Giants and Colt 45s will play a Sunday night game in Houston. In the American League, Whitey Ford all the way as the Yankees down Detroit 6-2. Mickey Lolich was the loser. Cleveland beat Washington 7-3. Gary Fell, the winner in relief, and Tom Cheney, the loser. Vic Damolio and Chuck Hinton each hit two-run homers. Dick Raddatz, the winner, and Stu Miller, the loser, in the 14-inning battle in Baltimore. The Red Sox shading the Orioles 3-2. The White Sox lead Kansas City 3-2 there on the last of the eighth inning in Kansas City. And the Angels lead the Minnesota Twins 3-2 after 7.5 innings. Now, George Altman is up against Jay Hook in the top of the fifth inning. And he is hit by the pitch. George Altman grazed by the first pitch thrown by Jay Hook. He goes down to first base. And on to hit now is Charlie James, the left fielder. James 0-1. He was thrown out by Charlie Neal his first time up. Charlie made a good play, had to charge in and play that tough short hop and then kind of skip and throw off balance. In comes the pitch. There goes the runner, and it is ball one. We thought for a minute the ball may have been fouled, but it wasn't. It simply popped out of Sherry's glove. So Altman goes down to second base, and we'll wait for the scoring as to a stolen base or possibly a pass ball. Pass ball charged to Norm Sherry. Now George Altman is on second with nobody out. Charlie James the batter. Now Jay up in pitching position. Delivers to the plate, outside and low, ball two. St. Louis out in front, 1-0. Altman on second, nobody out. Outside and low, it's ball three, and Hook goes behind him, 3-0. With the crowd today, the New York Mets at home this season have now drawn 459,023. They will not be far from a 500,000 in home attendance when they wind up this homestand Tuesday afternoon against Cincinnati. The season just a little bit beyond the 1/3 mark. This for the New York Mets, their 58th game of the year, and 54 marked a third of the season. In comes the pitch by Jay. That's over a strike. A peg down to second, and the ball hits the runner, George Altman. Doesn't bounce far away. No advance by Altman beyond that after being hit. Count 3-1 on the batter, Charlie James. Well, Altman's having a tough time of it. He was hit on the shoulder to get on base, and now he gets hit, sliding back into second. Delivery. Foul ball back toward our broadcasting booth and no play. Now it's 3-2 on the left fielder, Charlie James. James hitting 298. Former Missouri football player got his opportunity to play every day when Minnie Minoso was hurt early last year, and he made the most of it. He wound up with a good year. Now the 3-2 pitch. A drive in the air to right center field, cutting over Hickman. He's there, makes the catch. Altman tags up, draws the throw, and then holds on at second. One away and one on. The batter will be Julian Javier, the second baseman, batting at 255. Javier is 0-1. He popped up to Charlie Neal in the third inning. Mets hoping to sweep their third doubleheader of the year. They won the opener today 8-7. Now Jay up in pitching position. Delivers. Javier pops it up towards short left center field. Scooting out is Al Moran. He's getting to it and grabs it for the out. Now there are two away. Moran retiring Javier, and on to hit will be the catcher, Tim McCarver. McCarver hitting 288. He's 0-1. He popped out to Neal his first time up. St. Louis leading 1-0 on a home run by Bill White, a line drive right down the right field line and into the lower right field grandstand. Right now we have a conference between home and the mound. While it takes place, we'll pause for station identification.
810 on the radio dial, WGY Schenectady. The time is 6:32.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. We're in the second game of two in the Polo Grounds. Fifth inning with one on and two men down. Tim McCarver, the batter. Now Jay Hook looks the runner back, then delivers a curve in the dirt, blocked by Norm Sherry. Total crowd today is over 27,000. The paid crowd figure, 26,332. And we hope you're planning to be with us tomorrow night for the opener of the two-game series with Cincinnati. Reds started the day just three games out of first place. They led the Phillies 7-2 going into the ninth inning of their opener today and then lost it. Ground ball bounced past the mound towards second base. Up with it is Hunt. The throw, not in time. The throw to the plate. They may get him. He's out at home plate. Altman is out trying to score. Ron Hunt fired to Harkness, trying to get McCarver, not in time. That was an infield hit. Altman never broke stride and tried to score, and Harkness fired to Sherry, and Sherry had the ball waiting for him. Give McCarver a base hit. And Altman... Altman is out from Harkness to Norm Sherry. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. Now at the end of four and a half innings, the score. The Cardinals one and the Mets nothing. Well, if you've tried one of the new menthol cigarettes, only to find out that after a pack or two, it begins to taste just like your old brand, you're ready to make the right change to Cool Filter King. You see what we mean when we say, you're not smoking cool enough till you come up to Cool. And there's a very good reason why this is so. Only Cool gives you rich, mellow tobaccos, and that comes to you free and easy through Cool's Pure White Filter. A refreshing extra coolness you can feel right in your throat. Enjoy that bright, clean taste that stays bright and clean every time you light up, from the very first cigarette in the morning to your last cigarette at night. Feel that extra coolness in your throat. Come all the way up to Cool. Get yourself a carton of Cool right away. Cool Filter Kings with a Pure White Filter. Down the third base line. Boyer firing across. It is in time, and Moran is out by a running stride as he's trying to bunny his way on. Kenny Boyer making a good play and a strong throw. On last half of the fifth inning, here's Norm Sherry stepping in against Ray Sadecki. St. Louis, one run, two hits. New York, no runs, three hits. Duke Snyder on the coaching lines at first now. A fly ball hit foul going down the right field line. That'll be up in the upper deck, but a foul ball. Solly Hemus was banished by Lee Weyer after Solly protested on a disputed play at second base. Now Ernie White has gone back to take care of his pitchers, and Duke Snyder has come out to handle the coaching at first base with Cookie Lamagetto as third. Bounced foul back toward the Cardinal dugout. Duke was hit on the right forearm with a pitch thrown by Ernie Broglio in the game yesterday, but it was nothing serious, fortunately, just a bruise. You don't have too many quiet or too many dull moments around the polo ground. Foul ball toward the protagonist's booth and out of play. St. Louis leading on a home run by Bill White. For White, his ninth of the year, he leads the Cardinals in home runs now. This is over. Strike three called. And Norm Sherry is caught looking. Third strikeout for Ray Sadecki. It'll bring up pitcher Jay Hook. Jay looked at a call third strike, his only time up. Jay has four hits of 19 times at bat, hitting 200. Fans are starting to chant, "We want Duke." Ray Sadecki delivers a drag bunt, but it goes right back to the mound. Sadecki throws to first, and the Mets are out. Mets go down in order in their half of the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. Now five innings complete, and the score, the Cardinals one, and the Mets nothing. Well, you know, the New York area has just about everything. It's the most wonderful place in the world. You name it, New York has got it. Baseball, parks, beaches, football, golf, lakes, amusements. People in New York have a lot to choose from, and that goes for beers, too. There are quite a few brands of beer on the market, And I think it's really something that of all the brands of beer available, New Yorkers have made Rheingold Extra Dry their favorite. It's quite a tribute to the quality of Rheingold. Rheingold is brewed of the choicest ingredients. Brewed the long, slow, costly way, the extra dry way. And extra dry tells you why Rheingold is so wonderful and so much more refreshing. It's beer as beer should taste. Brisk and bright and clean clear through. Why not enjoy the extra refreshment of Rheingold Extra Dry Beer? Join the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Warren Spahn won his eighth game of the year against three losses, with Milwaukee defeating Pittsburgh 5-3 in the second game to gain a split of the doubleheader. Pittsburgh won the opener 4-0 on a 5-hit shutout by Bob Friend as he won his eighth game. Second game in Philadelphia is now in the ninth inning, with Cincinnati leading the Phillies by a score of 3-1 behind John Soturas. Philadelphia got 5 in the ninth inning and 1 in the tenth to win the first game from Cincinnati 8-7. And the Dodgers got 4 in the sixth inning and 3 in the seventh to outscore the Chicago Cubs 11-8 at Wrigley Field this afternoon. Ernie Banks had 3 home runs in the game, hiking his total for the year to 13 and his career total to 348. Now Ray Sadecki, leading off for St. Louis, goes after a curve and misses strike one. They're on the last of the ninth in Kansas City now, with the White Sox leading the A's 4-3. Off the outside corner, one ball, one strike. They're on the ninth inning in Los Angeles. The Angels lead the Twins 4-2. Foul ball, a little squibbler hit off the end of the bat down the third baseline, 1-2. Now Jay Hook, out of his windup, the pitch to Sadecki, an off-speed pitch taken, 2-2. Whitey Ford won his eighth game of the year against only three losses. Whitey went all the way as the Yankees down Detroit 6-2. Mickey Lolich was the losing pitcher. Yankee home runs were hit by Harry Bright, Tom Trace, Cleet Boyer, and Hector Lopez. Foul ball, a back of stairs and out of play. And Cleveland, with Gary Bell getting the victory in relief, down to Washington 7-3. Tom Cheney was the starting and losing pitcher for Gil Hodges, Washington Senators. Foul ball back. There is a fellow parading the aisle of the upper deck with a Cardinal banner, and of course, as he passes by the Mets fans, they're letting him know how they feel about it. He has more courage than the first man to eat a raw oyster. Now the 2-2 delivery. A ground ball bounced toward the hole. Bad hop taken by Harkness, thrown to hook covering. They've got him. That ball took a bad hop, and Harkness caught it with his bare hand. One away and nobody on now. Sixth inning, and the batter is Kurt Flood. Flood has drawn a walk and fly to right. He had one hit and four times up in the opening game and scored a run. The Mets won the opener 8-7. Galen Fisco, the winner in relief, and Bob Humphreys, the loser. A high fly ball lazily hit towards straightaway center field. Under the ball waiting is Hot Rod, and he takes it for the out. Two down now in the sixth inning. That'll bring up Bill White. White hit a line drive right down the line and into the lower grandstand for a home run in the fourth inning, the only run of this game. White had hit the ball hard his first time up and lined into a double play. Curve taken low, one ball and no strikes. Thank you. Now Jay out of his windup, the pitch to White, misses inside at the knees, ball two, 2-0. Now Jay cranks up the pitch to White, an off-speed pitch, and it's out of the strike zone, ball three. So Jay pitching very carefully to Bill White has now gone behind him 3-0. Bill hitting 322. He goes after 3-0 and fouls it into the dirt right by home plate, 3-1. Ken Boyer and Bill White are both pressing the Major League leader, Frank Robinson, in RBI. Robinson, 43, starting the afternoon. White now has 40, and Ken Boyer has 41. Norm Sherry got hit by that foul tip. Time being taken right here while Norm Sherry has a chance to catch his breath and for the pain to subside some. He got nicked by the foul tip. And now trainer Gus Motch is coming out to take a look at him. Now Norm is on his feet. And he tells Gus that he is all set. And so the Mets trainer, Gus Motch, comes back to the dugout and we're all set to go again. The count is 3-1 on Bill White with two outs and nobody on in the top of the sixth inning. Cardinals leading 1-0 on the home run by White in the fourth inning. Now Jay with that smooth windup, but the curve breaks inside, ball four, and he goes down to first base. That is the second walk that Hook has given up. He walked Kurt Flood leading off the ballgame. Now Dick Grote comes on. He was robbed of an extra base hit. On a sparkling play against the left field fence by Frank Thomas, his last time up in the fourth inning. The Mets had back-to-back defensive plays by Thomas and Hunt. There were beauties in that fourth inning. Now Jay checks the runner. There goes White. Hit and run. A line drive may go foul down the right field line. It does. Foul and into the seat. One strike count. Now throw to first. Dick Grote, an outstanding hit and run man, and they wasted no time putting the play on. Now White holding up. Fouled again to right field, and again it's in the upper deck. Dick batting 338. Dick had 2-for-4 in the first game. He now is 2-for-6 in the doubleheader. There goes Bill White. The pitch outside. The fake down by Norm Sherry. The slide out at second base. Ron Hunt put the tag on Bill White, and he is caught stealing. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. Now after 5.5 innings, the score, the Cardinals 1 and the Mets nothing. You know, popularity like Rheingold has doesn't just happen. It's a result of millions of people agreeing that Rheingold has what they want in beer. A refreshing difference they can recognize right off. And two little words tell you what the difference is. The two words, extra dry. Yes, sir, extra dry tells you why. Rheingold. Keneal, batting in the last half of the sixth inning. Pitch by Sadecki, a fastball in the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Charlie Neal will be up next, and then Ron Hunt. Looking in for his sign. Keneal waiting. 1-1 delivery off the outside corner. Ball 2, 2-1. It's all over in Kansas City. The Chicago White Sox have moved into first place in the American League by defeating Kansas City 4-3. A fly ball in the air to right field, not too deep. George Altman moves maybe one step and makes the catch for the out. Red Sox defeated Baltimore in 14 innings. The White Sox have beaten Kansas City to go into first place. The Yankees now are a game and a half back. Minnesota Twins have been making real strides since Armin Killebrew returned to action. Inside and low to Charlie Neal. One ball and no strikes. Twins are in the ninth inning, trailing the Angels by two. Outside and high. Ball two, 2-0 on Charlie Neal. Minnesota, four games over the 500 mark, started the afternoon, three games out of first. Two opens to Charlie Neal down in the dirt. Ball three, 3-0. Becky cranks up the 3-0 pitch, a strike on the inside corner, 3-1. Charlie has one of the three singles given up by Ray Sadecki. He singled to right field in the first inning. Rod Keneal had led off with a single, but Rod was caught stealing when a hit-and-run sign may have been missed. 3-1 delivery. Ball four outside, and Neal is on. That'll bring up the second baseman, Ron Hunt. St. Louis, one run, two hits, and no errors. New York, no runs, three hits, and no errors. We're in the last of the sixth inning. Now Ray Sadecki. Checks the runner at first, then delivers an off-speed pitch for a strike to Ron Hunt. It got the outside corner. In comes the pitch to Ron in the dirt, but blocked well by Tim McCarver. No chance for Neal to move over. And the count, one ball and one strike. Ron Hunt has flied deep to center field and flied to right, so Ron is 0 for 2. His fly ball to center field sent Kurt Flood back to the warning track and straightaway center about 440 feet out for him to make the play. Now Sadecki throws to Bill White. Charlie Neal getting back with plenty to spare. Here's the pitch on the way. A ground smash to short, taken on one hop by Grote. Over to Javier. On to White for the double play that retires the side. A low liner played on one hop by Dick Grote and turned into a double play. In the sixth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. And now sixth inning is complete. The score in the nightcap of the doubleheader, the Cardinals 1 and the New York Mets 0. And now to take you the rest of the way play-by-play, here is Lindsey Nelson. Thank you very much, Bob Murphy. We'll be moving here to the seventh inning. You've been following the New York Mets day by day, as so many of you have, then you know that you can do it a little better with a copy of the Met yearbook. First edition, of course, was completely sold out, and the second edition has biographical and statistical data that was not in the first edition anyway, with information on players like Duke Snyder and Ed Cranebull and Ron Hunt and Carl Willie. And if you'd like a copy of the Met yearbook, send 50 cents to Met yearbook, Polo Grounds, New York, 39, New York. The Mets, of course, will be meeting the New York Yankees at Yankee Stadium on Thursday night, June 20th at 8 p.m. in the Mayor's Trophy game. This is a game that was originally scheduled to have been played on June 3rd, but it was rained out. It's for the benefit of Sandlot Baseball in New York, and we hope you'll be on hand at Yankee Stadium Thursday night, June 20th.
The game continues at the beginning of side three, cassette number two.
All right, here we have a real good one going. Jay Hook on the mound, and in this, the top of the seventh, he will be facing Dick Groat. Groat was at the plate when White was thrown out at second base. And the top of the sixth. That pitch is low for ball one. Jay Hook getting his sign now from battery mate Norm Sherry. Norm has caught both games of today's doubleheader. Here's the pitch. Missing outside for ball. It's 2-0. Through six innings, the Cards have one run on two hits and no errors. The Mets have no runs on three hits and no errors. Bill White's fourth inning home run, the only tally in the contest. Now here's the 2-0 pitch to Groat. Swung on and lined up the middle for a base hit. Rod Keneal up with the ball, plays it in, and Groat turns and holds for the single to center, and that will bring up Ken Boyer. Batting cleanup in the batting order, he has slid to center and popped out to second. The Mets won the first game of today's doubleheader by a score of 8-7. Galen Sisco is credited with the win, working in relief. Bob Humphreys took the loss. That hit by Groat just now was number three for the Cards off hook. The hits are all even, 3-3. Groat leads at first base, and Hook delivers. Boy, a bunt foul. As they had the sacrifice on, that will bring Groat back to first. Strike one count. Boyer looking down to Vern Benson, the coach at third. Jay Hook is set, and the pitch is outside. Pitch out as Boyer had squared around again. As though to bunt. 1-1 to count. Boyer swings the bat as he waits now. Groat leads at first base. Here's a throw over, not in time. Charlie Neal had started his charge in from third, in anticipation of a bunt attempt. Hooks in the set position, steps off the rubber. Cardinals with a one-run lead. Now the pitch, he squares the bunt. It's butted up into the air. Sherry's right there, and he makes the catch. Groat's on the bag at first. So Boyer, and trying to bunt, has fouled out to the catcher, and right now we pause for station identification.
WGY, Schenectady, New York. 8:10 on the radio dial. The time is 1 minute before 7.
George Altman coming up. Left-hand batter. This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at the Polo Grounds. Breaking ball swung on, and it's a fair ball down the first baseline, continuing on out into right field, rounding second, heading for third. Now it's Dick Groat on the way to second is Altman as the throw comes back to the infield. Runners at second and third on the double by Altman, down past Tim Harkness. A shot just inside the line at first base. Sherry is talking to Ed Bargo about the call, and Jay Hook had come in to back up a possible throw at the plate, takes the ball and heads back to the mound. So suddenly the Cardinals, with one man out, have runners at second and third, with right-hand batter Charlie James coming up on Altman's blistering double down the right field line. At Philadelphia, the Cincinnati Reds have defeated the Phils 3-1 in the second game of that doubleheader, so the Phils and the Reds have split their Sunday doubleheader. In the American League, the Los Angeles Angels have defeated the Minnesota Twins 4-2. McBride the winner, Perry the loser. Right here, the Cardinals won, the Mets nothing, and the Cards are threatening. The Mets bring the infield in as Jay Hook faces right-hand batter Charlie James. Breaking ball swung on line, foul on the left field line. He got a hold of it, pulled it, but foul, and it's strike one. We're getting a little action down in the Mets bullpen. Ken McKenzie is throwing. Ken McKenzie. Charlie James waiting with a strike one count. Jay Hook getting his sign from Norm Sherry. And it's the foul ball, just ticked off the bat, coming on back. It's a two strike count now to Charlie James. One man out here. Jay Hook in a tough spot. Again, he's taking a long time to get the sign. Here's two strike pitch. Hello, four ball. Dick Grote had come down the line and in hustling back to the bag, started covering up, half expecting a throw down there. One ball, two strikes to James. Dick Grote is the base runner at third, and George Altman is the base runner at second. And the pitch. Breaking ball swung on, it's a ground ball up the middle for a base hit. Grote has scored. Altman rounds third. He's coming in. Here's a throw, and it is cut off. Two-run score, and holding at first base is Charlie James. James bouncing that one up the middle for two runs. And the Cardinals lead by a score of 3-0. Still only one man out, a runner at first, and second baseman Julian Javier is coming up. He's been up twice without a hit. James on the bag at first. Now takes his lead. Pitch is swung on and has a high pop toward third. Charlie Neal gives it a run over into foul territory. And Neal makes the play. No advance by James at first, as Javier has fouled off to third base. That brings up catcher Tim McCarver. McCarver got a base hit. Top of the fifth when he hit a ground ball to the right of second baseman Ron Hutt. He went over to came up with the ball through the first, not in time to get McCarver, so that was the base hit. But Altman tried to score from second and was thrown out at the plate. Now Hook is set. Throws over, and James gets back safely. The Mets won Friday night. The Cardinals won yesterday afternoon. The Mets won the first game of today's doubleheader. Swinging a drive, going in the right field for a base hit. James is holding his second as Hickman's throw comes into the infield. Knocked down by Moran, who picked it up. Runners at first and second. Two men out and Ray Sadecki coming up. Sadecki struck out swinging and grounded out. Harkness to pitcher Jay Hook covering. Cardinals 3, the Mets nothing. Hook now up and set. Breaking ball is low and inside for ball one. Sadecki's a left-hand batter. Paid attendance here this afternoon, 26,332. A fine Sunday afternoon turnout. To see the Mets and the Cards. Runs the Mets paid attendance at home to 459,023. Hook now steps off the rubber. The Mets AAA Farm Club, Buffalo, has won a doubleheader from Richmond, 5-4 and 4-3. This pitch is in there for a call strike to Sadecki. 1-1. In case you've joined us just lately, Solly Hemus was ejected from this game by umpire Lee Wire at second for protesting a call made by Wire on a force play on Frank Thomas. Pitch is low for a ball. Thomas was a base runner at first, and Hickman hit a ground ball to Ken Boyer at third. He played over to Javier at second. Javier took the throw coming across the bag and then dropped the ball. Thomas was called out anyway, and Solly Hemus, in protesting, was thrown out of the ball game. Runners here at first and second with two men out. And the pitch to Sadecki is lined in the left field for a base hit. Charlie James rounds third. He's coming home. Thomas up with the ball. His throw goes to second. Holding there is McCarver. It's another run in for the Cardinals, and Casey singles on his way to the mound as the Cards lead by a score of 4-0. Ken McKenzie has been throwing in the bullpen. Sadecki lined that ball into left field. Number 37, the old professor, signaling to the bullpen, and that's going to be all for Jay Hook. So as Ken McKenzie walks in from the bullpen, let's call in Ralph Conner to check up on scores of other games in the Major League.
Okay, Lindsay. Well, Philadelphia, by scoring 5 runs in the 9th inning, kept their game alive with the Cincinnati Reds in the first game of a doubleheader. They added one more in the 10th and defeated Cincinnati 8-7. The winning pitcher was Klipstein in relief. The losing pitcher, Zanny. In the second game, the Reds bounced back to win it 3-1. The winning pitcher, Satoris, for the Reds, and the losing pitcher, Boozer. The Reds will be here tomorrow night for a night game on Monday night, and also they will play on Tuesday afternoon, and that will close out the homestand for the Mets. Cincinnati with Frank Robinson and company coming right to the Polo Grounds for the final two games of this homestand. Pittsburgh, in playing the doubleheader, won the first game 4-0, a 5-hit shutout for Bob Friend. They lost the second game to Warren Spahn and Bob Shaw, Spahn winning his 335th victory, his 8th this year. The score of that second game was 5-3. The Dodgers defeated Chicago 11-8. The winning pitcher was Sherry in relief in the 6th inning. And San Francisco is scheduled at Houston, that game to start tonight. In the American League, the Yankees defeated Detroit 6-2. Whitey Ford winning his 8th victory of the year. Bright, Cash, Tresh, Boyer, and Lopez home runs. Cleveland defeated Washington 7-3. And in 14 innings, the Boston Red Sox edged out the Baltimore Orioles 3-2. The winning pitcher was Raddatz in relief in the 9th inning. Chicago, the White Sox won 4-3 over Kansas City. Pizarro, the winning pitcher, in relief in the 8th inning. And the Los Angeles Angels beat Minnesota 4-2 with McBride, the starting pitcher, the winner in that one. He had help from Nelson in the 9th inning. That's the story around the league. And now for the story from Lindsey Nelson.
Thank you very much, Ralph Kiner. Ken McKenzie is coming here in relief of Jay Hook. Hook pitched 6 2/3 innings in which he gave up 4 runs on 7 hits. He struck out 1 and walked 1. McKenzie, making his 18th game appearance, has pitched 23 innings in which he has given up 22 hits and 15 runs. He has a record of 3 victories and 1 loss. He will be facing leadoff man Kurt Flood, batting for the Cardinals with 2 men out and runners at first and second. The Cardinals have 3 runs in here in the top of the 7th. The Mets won the first game of this afternoon's doubleheader by a score of 8-7. McKenzie has completed his warm-up. Kurt Flood getting ready to step in. McCarver, the base runner at second. Sudeikis, the base runner at first. It's in there for a called strike to Kurt Flood. In this game, Flood has walked, slide to right, slide to center. Little never fouled on the third baseline. Vern Benson on the coaching line throws it out of play. It's been a warm, sunny, baseball-type day at the Polo Grounds. McKenzie now sets, and here's the pitch. Breaking ball outside. It's 1-2. The Mets with 2 more appearances on this homestand, tomorrow night against the Cincinnati Reds and Tuesday afternoon against the Reds. There's a swing and a drive to right. It's going to be in there for a base hit. Coming on to score is McCarver. Sudeikis on his way to third. The throw coming in, and Flood holds up with a double. And another run in for the Cards to make it 5-0. Sudeikis holding at third, and Flood with a stand-up double at second. That run, of course, charged against Jay Hook. And that'll bring up Bill White. Runners second and third, still 2 men out. White had a home run in the top of the 4th. It's high for ball 1. Now McKenzie lobs the ball in. And it is inspected by Ed Vargo, who leaves it in play. Here's the windup, and the pitch to White. Swung on, foul back, onto the screen, out of play, it's 1-1. Cardinals have 5 runs on 8 hits. Mets have no runs on 3 hits. The swing and a fly ball deep to right center. Keneal is over, and so is Hickman. And who's going to take it? Keneal takes it. So the Cards batted around, but are retired in the top of the 7th with 4 runs on 6 hits. No errors and 2 left. And at the end of 6.5 innings, it's the Cardinals 5, the Mets nothing. You know, I get asked a lot of questions about beer. And I guess the one question I get asked more frequently than any other is there really a difference in beer? Well, of course there is. You see, each brewer has certain ideas about brewing. Some brewers prefer one hop to another. Some prefer one type of barley malt to another. Take Rheingold. Gathered together at the Rheingold Brewery is the largest staff of brewmasters in any major brewery. They have very definite opinions as to how Rheingold should be brewed. They brew the extra dry way. That's why Rheingold tastes different from other beers. The extra dry way is long, slow, and costlier, but Rheingold's brewers feel this is the only way to brew beer as beer should taste. That's why Rheingold Extra Dry has a flavor that's brisk and bright and clean clear through. But look, prove it to yourself that there is a difference in beers. Next time, enjoy a tall, cool, refreshing glass of Rheingold Extra Dry and discover the difference Extra Dry Brewing makes. In the bottom of the seventh, the Mets will be sending up Frank Thomas, Jim Hickman, and Tim Harkness. Mets trail by five. Ray Sadecki on the mound for the Cardinals. Came into today's game with a record of 2 victories and 4 losses. Mike Thomas is 1 for 2 in this game, batting .220. Down ball, and it's going to go through for a base hit. Thomas rounds first, holds up his flood, comes up with the ball, relays it in. Dick Groot moves to his left and barely managed to get the glove on the ball, but no chance to control it. It's a base hit for Thomas. 2 for 3 in this game. So the Mets get a little something going here in the bottom of the seventh with Jim Hickman coming up. And the crowd is responding. Sadecki is up and set as Thomas leads off the bag at first. Swing and a miss. It's strike one. Bill White is not trying to hold the runner. The Cards have a 5-run lead. Cards, of course, trying to win this one to get an even break in the series. Here's a drive to right for Hickman. Going to be a base hit. Going to go to the wall. Harkman will have to wait for it. Up with it. And on the way to third is Thomas as Hickman has to hold it first. So the Mets have runners at first and third, and Harkness coming up. He's being called back, and Cliff Cook is coming out with a bat. Cliff Cook is going to bat here for Harkness against left-hander Ray Sadecki. Casey Single going to the right-hand pinch hitter. Cliff Cook is being announced now. Mets now have a total of 5 hits off Sadecki. Johnny Keene is now coming out of the Cardinal dugout and going out to the mound. Well, he's not going that far. It is Bill White coming across to meet him. Bill White having a word with Johnny Keene. Now goes back to his position at first base. Cliff Cook steps into the batter's box. Thomas at third, Hickman at first. His pitch is high for a ball. Mets have Larry Benares up and throwing in the bullpen, and Ron Taylor is going down to the bullpen for the Cardinals. Taylor was in the dugout when Johnny Keene came back that time. He signaled to Taylor to get down to the bullpen. His pitch is in there for a call strike. As Sadecki took a little something off of that one. It's 1-1. Mets making their first serious bid of this ballgame. Have moved Thomas to third and have Hickman at first with nobody out. Now Sadecki is up and set. Pitch is swung on a ground ball. It's going off into left field. Thomas scores. Hickman holds it second. The ball was off the glove of Ken Boyer and was deflected on out into left field, fielded out there by Charlie James. Hickman holds it second. Cook is on with a single off the glove of Boyer at third, and the Mets have scored. It's 5-1. Al Moran is coming up. As the Mets have 3 consecutive base hits, and Moran's being called back, and Fernandez is going to bat for him. Chico Fernandez batting for Al Moran. Cliff Cook with that single, of course, is credited with a run batted in. There is now action in the Cardinal bullpen as Ron Taylor is throwing. Mets trying to keep a rally going here on the bottom of the seventh. It's now the Cardinals 5, the Mets 1. Chico Fernandez, batting 239 with one home run, five runs batted in. He's a long ball threat, had 20 home runs last year for the Detroit Tigers. It's in there for a call strike, a breaking ball. Jim Hickman's the base runner at second, and Cliff Cook is the base runner at first. Ken Sudeikis is up and set. Pitch to the right-hand batter. Swung on to ground ball, fouled on the third baseline, out of play. Two-strike count to Fernandez. Cliff Cook was all the way to second. He's coming back to the bag at first now, and Jim Hickman retracing his steps toward second. Sudeikis said, here's the pitch. He's in there for a call, strike three. Fernandez protesting to Ed Vargo, but he is called out on strike. One away, runners holding first and second. Catcher Norm Sherry coming up now for the Mets. Sherry's right-hand batter. He has caught both games of today's doubleheader because of the fact that he's a right-hand batter. As the Cardinals have been pitching left-handed, they started Kirk Simmons in the first game and Ray Sudeikis in the second. So Casey Stengel has had his only right-hand batting catcher in the ballgame all day long. This pitch is high to Sherry for ball one. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Sudeikis now up and set. Runners lead first and second. Pitch is swung on and has a fly ball to left. Coming in is Charlie James. And he makes the catch. Runners holding. He had a long run for that one. Ken McKenzie is due up for the Mets. Duke Snyder is being called off the coaching line. Snyder is being called off the coaching line to bat for Ken McKenzie against the left-hand pitcher, Ray Sudeikis. He hit a three-run homer off a left-hander to Yamandis Olivo here on Friday night. Snyder had been coaching at first base since Sally Hemus was run out of the ballgame by umpire Lee Wire. Listen to the ovation for Snyder. Once again, Ernie White comes out of the bullpen to coach at first for the Mets. Duke Snyder advancing to the plate as a big banner that says Duke hit 400. That is indicative of his having already hit 399 home runs in his National League career. There are Duke Snyder banners all around this ballpark, as a matter of fact. First chance they've had to use him. This is Duke's first appearance in this doubleheader. He's up and waiting. Runners lead, and Sudeikis with the pitch. It's high for ball. Gets away from McCarver. No advance. He recovers in time. He and umpire Ed Vargo going round and round for a moment. Vargo trying to get out of the way. The Cardinals lead the Mets by a score of 5-1. Two men out. Now the pitch to Snyder, and it's in there for a call strike. It's 1-1. Larry Benares is the man throwing in the bullpen now that Ken McKenzie is out of the game. The pitch is high for a ball. It's 2-1. Mets have scored one run here in the bottom of the seventh, trying for more. Ray Sudeikis has his side. The 2-1 pitch. In there for a call, strike two. It's 2-2. Sudeikis goes to the rosin bag. Snyder taps those spikes, comes back in. Dukes likes the palm of his hand. Now he is in and waiting. It missed outside. It's 3-2. A full count now to Snyder. With two men out, Hickman at second, and Cook at first will be moving on the pitch. Runners leading, Sadecki up and set. Payoff pitch. He is called out on strike. Snyder protesting to Ed Vargall. Had started down toward first base, but he is called out on strike. And the side is retired. So in the bottom of the seventh, the Mets got one run on three hits. No errors and two left. And at the end of seven, it's the Cardinals 5, the Mets 1. We'll take a look at those scores all around the majors. Cincinnati Reds and the Philadelphia Phillies split a doubleheader with the Phillies winning the first game 8-7 and the Reds winning the second game 3-1. And the Reds will be in here tomorrow night and again on Tuesday afternoon. The Milwaukee Braves and the Pittsburgh Pirates split a doubleheader. Pittsburgh won the first game 4-0. Milwaukee won the second 5-3. Bob Friend won the first game. Warren Spahn won the second. That is Spahn's eighth victory of the season against three losses and number 335 in his fabulous National League career. The Dodgers beat the Cubs 11-8. Larry Sherry got the win in relief. Dick Ellsworth took the loss. Ernie Banks hit three home runs in that ballgame. And the Giants play the Houston Colts 45 tonight in Houston. Sunday night game. In the American League, the Yankees beat the Detroit Tigers 6-2. Whitey Ford all the way for the win. His eighth win against three losses. Mickey Lolich took the loss. Cleveland Indians beat Washington 7-3. Gary Bell the winner, Tom Chaney the loser. In 14 innings, the Boston Red Sox beat the Baltimore Orioles 3-2. Raddatz the winner, Miller the loser. Chicago White Sox beat the Kansas City A's 4-3. And Los Angeles Angels beat the Minnesota Twins 4-2. McBride the winner and Perry the loser. Changes now for the New York Mets. Cliff Cook stays in the ballgame at first. He batted for Harkness, so stays in the same position in the batting order. Fernandez stays in at shortstop. Batted for Moran, stays in the same position in the batting order. Larry Bonars has come into pitch, will bat number 9 in the batting order. Cardinals coming up here in the top half of the 8th inning. And they send up Dick Groat. He bats number 3. Through 7 innings, the Cards have 5 runs on 8 hits. The Mets have 1 run on 6 hits. Groat is in and waiting now. Right-hander Larry Bonars into the pitching motion. And it's low for ball 1. Again, the pitch. Low for ball. 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Outside, it's ball 3. 3-0. Bernard was in the first game briefly. Gave up a single to Groat that scored 2 runs and then got Charlie James on a fly ball to center. It's low and he has walked Groat. So with a runner at first, nobody out, Ken Boyer is coming up for the Cards. Cliff Cook playing first base. Over to hold against the runner. The throw over is not in time. Don Rowe is now throwing in the bullpen for the Mets. There's a pitch, it's bunted foul. And right now, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, 810 on the radio dial. The correct time is 7:30.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at the Polo Grounds. Count to Boyer is strike one as he was squared around to start the fight and fouled it off. Squares again, pitches high. It's one and one. Boyer trying to sacrifice in the seventh, fouled out to the catcher. Igro takes his lead. Bernard's pitch, outside. Two and one. Cardinals five, the Mets one. Mets won the first game today, 8-7. Again, he squares the bunt and fouls it off. Count to Boyer is 2-2. Red Shamedink on the coaching staff of the Cardinals, seated on the front step of the dugout. Red, of course, very familiar to these surroundings. Was traded from the Cardinals, where he had had a great career already, to the Giants, and then on to the Milwaukee Braves, where he sparked them to a couple of pennants. Here's a throw over. Grote gets back safely. Pitch to Boyer is low. So the count runs full at 3-2. George Altman is on deck for the Cards. Bernard has his sign. Grote's running. Pitch is swung on and fouled off. That'll bring Grote back. Sending him with nobody out in a 3-2 count to Boyer. Fouled it off, trickled it along the third baseline. Joey J will pitch for the Cincinnati Reds tomorrow night when they come in here. And Tracy Stallard's going to get another starting assignment for the Mets. Throw over to first, and Grote gets back safely again. We're in the top half of the eighth inning. He's running. Pitch is swung on. It's a ground ball to Bernard. He goes to Hunt, and the throw is wide. Goes on out into center field. Grote is safe, and Boyer is safe at first. The error is charged to Bernard. The error charged to Bernard, as, of course, Boyer is on the field of choice. And Grote is safe on the error committed by Larry Bernard. That was a comebacker, and he had time, but made the wide throw. So that the Cards have runners at first and second. Nobody out, and big George Altman coming up. So let's see how Johnny Keene plays it here. The Cardinals lead in this game by a score of 5-1. Altman has gone down to talk to Vern Benson, the coach. Big George is a free swinger. He may not know the bunch sign. So he's been in consultation with Vern Benson. Charlie Neal in on the edge of the grass at third. Altman bunts the ball, and it is toward Neal. He'll have to play it all over to first base, and not in time. Altman beats it out. It's a base hit. A perfectly placed bunt. As he punched it down toward third, and Charlie Neal, wanting to break toward the bag, had to go for the ball because the ball was bunted by Bernard. And then the throw on to first was just not in time to get George Altman, who has excellent speed. It's a base hit, and the bases are loaded. With Charlie James coming up. Nobody out. James had a single to drive in two runs in the top of the seventh. Mets bring the infield in here. Nobody out. Don Rowe still throwing in the bullpen. Has a little number that's fouled on the first baseline. Out of play. Cliff Cook, the first baseman, fielding it. Larry Benares in trouble here with the bases loaded. Check swing foul ball off the bat. Out Charlie James to the right side. Out of play. A two-strike count. Benares takes a look around. There are people everywhere he looks. Cardinal people. The bases are loaded. Swing and a drive in the center for a base hit. Groat comes on to score. Ken Boya is holding at third base. So it's a single to center, a run batted in. Ball fielded in a hurry by Rod Gineal in center to hold Boya at third. They're still loaded up. One run in here to make it 6-1. Third run batted in this game by Charlie James. That'll bring on Julian Javier. Charlie James has been murdered for the Mets. He's been more like Jesse James as far as they're concerned. Mr. Javier swung on at the ground ball. To Hutt, the throw goes to the plate. He's out there on the force. No other play. Ball hit Hutt in the chest, dropped down right in front of him. He picked it up, played on to Norm Sherry. Of course, it was a force at the plate. They didn't have to tag Boyer. There was no other play. Bases are still loaded. One man out. That'll bring up Tim McCarver. Altman is the runner at third now. James at second. Javier at first. That's a lot of speed on the bases. McCarver's a left-hand batter. It's low for ball. Charlie Neal is even with the bag at third, and the remainder of the infield is back. Dal Maxville has gone down to loosen up in the Cardinal bullpen area. Benares with the pitch. Swung on and belted into center. Keneal is there and slips down, and it goes by him. All the way, it's rolling to the wall. One run has scored. Two runs have scored. Three runs have scored, and McCarver is coming on. Four runs have scored. As that ball was belted on a line, it is scored as a home run for Tim McCarver, his first of the season. It is belted on a line, and Rod Gineal had it lined up to make the catch. And actually, as he was switching around to get in position to throw, with Altman, of course, tagged up at third, he slipped. When he did, that ball sailed right on by him and rolled all the way, and four runs came home, and the Cardinals lead now 10-1. Sadecki is at the plate. Pitch is outside for ball. So that, of course, becomes a grand slammer for Tim McCarver inside the park. Low for ball, 2-0. Pitcher swung on, it's a ground ball. It's going into right field for a base hit. So Ray Sadecki is on it first. That home run by Tim McCarver was the first grand slammer of his career and the second home run of his career. Kurt Flood is up. Still only one man out. Don Rowe is still throwing in the bullpen. Pitch to Flood is low. Ball one. So the Cardinals have now taken a 10-1 lead. The Mets won the first game of today's doubleheader 8-7. Pitch is swung on and fouled off. 1-1.
Larry Benard checks. Sort of lobs this one in high. It's 2-1. Ray Sadecki leading at first. Swinging a foul ball back onto the screen and out of play. 2-2. Duke Carmel is going down to the bullpen area now for the Cardinals. As manager Johnny Keene will be making some late inning changes. That pitch is low to Flood, 3-2. That home run was the first one off Benard this year, and that means in his major league career. Payoff pitch, it is swung on and tipped back into the glove of Sherry. Out on a strikeout, two away. Bill White coming up. Sadecki holding it first. Bill White had a home run in the top of the fourth to put the Cardinals out in front. They've never been behind in this game. Pitch to the left-hand batter. It is low for ball one. Sadecki takes his lead. The let-up is in there to Bill White for a called strike. It's 1-1. Jay Hook started this game for the Mets and is the pitcher of record. 1-1 pitch. It's in there for a called strike, 2. 1-2. Pitch is low. Two balls, two strikes to White. Let's up and it's swung on and missed for strike three. As Benard finishes the inning, striking out Flood and White. But in the top of the eighth, the Cardinals got five runs on four hits. There was one error and one left. So at the end of 7.5 innings of play, it's the Cardinals 10, the Mets 1. Change is for the Cardinals. Dal Maxwell has come into play shortstop in place of Dick Groat. And Duke Carmel is coming to play right field in place of George Altman. Those changes are being announced on the public address system here at the Polo Ground.
Outside right field, number 28, Duke
Carmel is going to bat third in the batting order, I believe. And Maxville, I believe, is going to bat fifth. We'll find out about that in just a moment, but if I read Ed Vargo's signals right, that's what he said. I'm not an expert at reading umpire's signals. Rod Keneal is up to lead off for the Mets, and it's ball one. Ray Sadecki started. Still in the ballgame. There's a pitch swung on, a ground ball to short. Dal Maxwell up with it, plays over to first to Bill White in time, and he's out. So there's one away, and Charlie Neal is coming up. Charlie is 1-for-2 in a walk in this game. The Cardinals leading by a score of 10-1. That's won the first game of the doubleheader, 8-7. If you wonder why we repeat the score of the first game so many times during the course of the second game, because if we don't, we get an awful lot of phone calls from people who have just come in, they've been out elsewhere, and they want to know how the first game came out. There's a swing and a miss. It's strike one. And now the pitch to Neal. Swung on, and there's a fly ball down the line and left.
curving over toward foul territory, but this one is hitting the screen for a home run for Charlie Neal. Curved over, but hit the screen for a home run for Neal. It is his second of this season. And Charlie Neal comes on across the plate. He hit that one right down the line, a high fly ball. It was just sort of drifting over, but it hit the screen for a home run, and it's the Cardinals 10, the Mets 2. And that brings up Ron Hutt. That batting order we gave you is correct. Duke Carmel will bat third. Dal Maxwell will bat fifth for the St. Louis Cardinals. Sadecki winds and fires. The pitch is swung on. And as the fly ball to center field, Flood comes in. Was hanging back there for quite a while and then came in to make the catch. Two away. And that will bring up Frank Thomas. And that's the batting in the bottom of the eighth. Thomas is 2-for-3 in this ball game, as his batting average up to .227. Swing a ground ball going backhanded by Boyer. Can't handle it. No throw when Thomas is on at first. It was a backhand stab, and it scored as a base hit for Frank Thomas. He is 3-for-4 in this game. That ball had a lot of English on it, and it took one crazy spin, and then Boyer backhanded it, knocked it down, and couldn't find the handle. So Jim Hickman is coming up with two men out and a runner at first. Hickman is 1-for-2 in a walk in this game. Thomas leads. Pitch is swung on. Foul back under the screen, out of play for strike one. Cardinals leading here by a score of 10-2. Pitch to Hickman is high and tight. It's 1-1. Again, Sadecki is set. Thomas leaves. That pitch misses outside. It's 2-1. The lights, of course, have been on here at the Polo Grounds for quite a while now. And this, the second game of a doubleheader. 2-1 pitch is swung on, and as a drive deep to left, going back there is Charlie James, way back, going. Gone for a home run in the upper deck in left field for Jim Hickman. So Thomas is coming on around to score. Jim Hickman is coming on around with his 7th home run of the season. And his 28th run batted in. And it's now the Cardinals 10, the Mets 4. Two men out, nobody on, and Cliff Cook is at the plate now for the Mets. Swing and a miss. It's strike one. Chico Fernandez moves out to the on-deck position. Swing out a foul ball. Jim Hickman has hit 7 home runs this year, and 5 of them have been on Sunday. A Sunday kind of guy. A few years ago, Charlie Maxwell with the Detroit Tigers was that kind of a ball player. He had a tremendous Sunday home run record. That pitch is high. 1-1 to Cliff Cook. Cardinals 10, the Mets 4. Pitch is low, taken on a short hop by catcher Tim McCarver. Swing and a drive foul on the left field line. That's going to be way up there, but a foul ball disappearing over the rooftop. 2-2, the count to Cliff Cook. Swing and a foul ball back out of play.
Count holds it 2-2. Sadecki getting a sign. The 2-2 pitch. Lets up low, rolls on back, but there's no base on it, so there's no damage. And it's a full count. Mets have scored 3 runs here in the bottom of the 8th. Trouble is, the Cardinals scored 5 in the top of the 8th. Pitch is high and he walks it. Third walk issued by Sadecki will bring up Chico Fernandez. 2 men out. Well, the bugle blowers are still with us here at the Polo Ground. Pitch to Fernandez, swung on, has a drive deep to center, but Flood is right there, and he makes the catch. Line drive. So in the bottom of the 8th, the Mets got 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors, and 1 left. And at the end of 8, it's the Cardinals 10, the Mets 4. Old Timers Day will be observed here at the Polo Grounds on Saturday afternoon, June 22nd. The regular game that day will be Mets and the Phils, but if you were around last year at Old Timers Day, you know what a lot of fun it can be. And it figures to be even more this year. Ball players who were born and reared in the metropolitan area of New York are going to be honored. And in addition to them, a number of Hall of Famers. The latest to accept, Joe McCarthy, who won pennants in both the National and American League. He'll be on hand. So will Frankie Frisch and Hank Greenberg and Ed Roush and Joe Medwick, Bill Dickey, Ralph Franca, Bobby Thompson, a whole host of ball players. So we hope you're making your plans to be here on Saturday afternoon, June 22nd, for the Mets' second annual Old Timers Day. We'll be going to the top of the 9th. Cardinals will be sending up Duke Carmel. The left-hand batter. Larry Benares into the windup. The pitch sailed way high for ball one. Cincinnati Reds in here tomorrow night. Game time, 8 p.m. They'll be in again Tuesday afternoon. That'll conclude this homestand. Pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 1-1 to Carmel. This one drilled deep to right field, but it's curving over foul. 1-2, that one ricocheting off to the side of the upper deck. Nobody on, nobody out for the Cards. Top of the 9th. Swinging a foul ball. The count holds at 1-2. The Mets with an infield right now. Cliff Cook at first. Ron Hunt at second. Chico Fernandez at short. And Charlie Neal at third. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Let's up high. And it's 2-2. That let-up pitch has been effective at times for Larry Benares this season. Comes in there so fat that the temptation is tremendous. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, it's a ground ball going up the middle. Hunt is over, up with his left throw in a hurry. And he pulls Cook off the bag at first. He's safe. Low for the ball. It's 1-0. Dal Maxwell is swinging bats on deck. Swinging a foul ball. Into the dirt and out of play. 1-1. The Cardinals are leading in this game by a score of 10-4. The pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 1-2. Runner at first and nobody out. Cards batting, top of the ninth. Swinging a ground ball to short. Fernandez up with it. Plays over the heart. He's out. Throw to first and he's out. It's a double play. Two men out. Nobody on base. 6-4-3 double play for scoring, and that is number 58 for the Mets in the double play department this season. Dal Maxville coming up here for his first time today. Pitch is low. Say, do you know why Rheingold tastes so good? Well, dry tells you why. It tells you that Rheingold Extra Dry is brewed the long, slow, costly away for a flavor that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Pitch is swung on and chopped off foul. It's 1-1. Two men out, nobody on. Cards 10, Mets 4. Maxville has been up only 7 times this season. He drills this one in the left. Thomas is coming over and makes the catch in the line drive. So, in the top of the ninth, the Cardinals got no runs, one hit, no errors, none left. And at the end of 8.5 innings, it's the Cardinals 10, the Mets 4.
Chug-a-mug.
Chug-a-mug?
Chug-a-mug.
What?
Chug-a-mug.
Chug-a-mug?
Chug-a-mug.
What?
New from Rheingold, the Chug-a-mug. No more glasses you have to wash, and no more deposits you have to pay.
I can even throw my opener away.
Why, sure. Chug-a-mug is Rheingold's new wide-mouth container with a top that's so easy to open. You just pull the metal tab on top straight out, then straight up, and pull off the top. You drink right from Chug-a-mug's wide mouth. Inside's the same great Rheingold Extra Dry you love in cans, bottles, and on tap. Chug-a-mug. Holds the same, costs the same as a 12-ounce can. Chug-a-mug. No glasses, no openers, no deposits.
No fooling?
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Chug-a-mug is a new way to buy beer. Better get some today.
Chug-a-mug's what you say.
What a great way to drink Rheingold beer.
This is Lindsey Nelson at the Polo Grounds, and we're going to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Norm Sherry is up to lead off, and Jim Pearsall has come out to the on-deck circle preparatory to batting for pitcher Larry Bonnard. The Cardinals lead 10-4. The Mets won the first game of the doubleheader 8-7. Here's a swing and a high pop fly toward short left field. Dal Maxville, the shortstop, backpedaling and makes the catch. Now Pearsall is coming up to make his first appearance in this game. He played the first game here today. Pearsall is in and waiting. Ray Sadecki has come all the way. Here's the pitch. It's in there for a call. Strike one. Pearsall. Again, the motion. Swung on and lined into right field for a base hit. Pearsall turns and holds it first. Rod Keneal is coming up, and right now we pause for station identification.
8:10 on the radio dial. WGY is connected in New York. The time is 1.5 minutes after 8.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at the Polo Grounds. Rod Keneal is coming up. Played third base in the first game and has been playing center field in this one. Decky checks, Pearsall leads. The pitch is bunted foul back onto the screen. Keneal was trying to catch Ken Boyer, napping at third. He's playing a deep third base, and he was trying to bunt for the base hit. Thank you. Zacky set. It swung on, foul out to the right side. Out of play, a two-strike count. One man out and a runner at first. Cardinals leading 10-4. Bottom half of the ninth inning. Pitch is swung on, it's a ground ball to third. Taken by Boyer. He goes to Javier. He's out to throw to first, and he beats the relay. He's safe at first base. So Caniel has forced Pearsall from Ken Boyer to Julian Javier. Caniel becomes the base runner at first, and Charlie Neal is coming up. He has 2-for-3 in a walk in this game. Had a home run to bottom of the eighth. Mets have had 10 hits in this game. Pitch is in there for a call strike. Things have not worked out as exactly as the St. Louis Cardinals would have had them work out in this four-game series here at the Polo Grounds. The Cardinals came in here tied for first place in the National League standings. Pitch is in there for a call strike, and they hope to sort of fatten things up. But even presuming that they will get out with the win here, the best they will have done is an even break in the series. Mets won on Friday night and the first game of today's doubleheader. That pitch is high to Neal. 1-2. Ground ball to third. It's taken by Boyer. He's going to Javier for the fourth, and this ball game is over. As Neal has forced to Neal. In the bottom of the ninth, the Mets got no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left. Keep in mind that the Mets will be meeting the Cincinnati Reds in here tomorrow night. Joey Jay is going to be pitching for the Reds against Tracy Stallard of the Mets. Game time is 8 p.m., and then the Reds will be here for a single game on Tuesday afternoon to conclude the current homestand. We'll be back in a moment with a final summary and totals. Right now, the final score of this ball game is the Cardinals 10, the Mets 4. My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Yes, sir, that's the song that stops on the...
The copyrighted broadcast...